Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter, and you're listening to the Union Edge, Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We enjoy your company, and we appreciate all the great things you're doing to help the community. That's for sure. Hey, this program is sponsored in part by the Operating Engineers Local 66 and the IBEW Local 5, both in the Pittsburgh area. We appreciate their support. And folks, you can find out more about us and what we do at www.theunionedge.com. We appreciate that very much. Joining me today, Doug Cunningham, Workers Independent News. Doug, welcome back.
Hey, Charles. Great to be with you in the middle of this week, headed toward the weekend already. But my mind today is not just on the weekend. It's on labor news. And we've got some more wage theft news. This is an ongoing issue, as you well know, and Union Edge has talked about this for a long time on the air about what's happening and what the scope of the problem is. And these truckers now on the West Coast have filed another wage theft claim. That's one of several that they've been filing over the years. $1.1 million, this particular claim, filed by seven truckers who haul cargo at the ports of Los Angeles, Long Beach. And they're alleging that they were misclassified and that these wages have been stolen. And they're illegally paid as independent contractors, they say, by these companies, California Multimodal, which is a division of another company called NFI Industries, and they recently purchased the California Cartage family of companies. So that's the corporate structure that they're filing this under. And these workers have been hauling cargo for these folks and have not been paid properly, according to their allegation.
You know, it is incredible to me the way that businesses are allowed to set themselves up to close the books, fold up, and shutter the business, all at the expense of the people working for the company. Now, the CEOs and the stockholders and all those people, they get theirs. And the people working for the company get the short end of the stick. And this didn't happen by accident, folks. This happened... it was willful, it was deliberate, it was planned, it was paid for by business owners to politicians. Hey, you know, I really like it if you do XYZ, and I'll give you a campaign check if you do. You know, and this is just a continuation on, for instance, what Vice President Pence did last night, voting to break the tie in the Senate, saying that it's okay that businesses force their employees into contracted arbitration, and the employees are not allowed to assert their rights to a trial, and are not permitted to redress their grievances with the company as a class. Not just as an individual, but as a class. I'm surprised this company doesn't have that in their contract with the employees.
Yeah, I mean, they might. I mean, this wage theft claim for the port truck drivers includes illegal deductions, unreimbursed business expenses, meal break premiums, you know, minimum wage, rest break premiums, wait time penalties, all that stuff. And it's all wrapped up, you know, of course, in this bundle of being illegally classified as an independent contractor when, in fact, they're employees. And how did we get here, Charles? I mean, this is so dirty and so despicable and so immoral, the way we're treating hardworking Americans in this country. And how we ever got to the point where, hey, it's okay to do, you know, where the Vice President of the United States thinks it's okay to do, where senators, U.S. senators think it's okay to do, is beyond me. I mean, we got to get back to the center, to the moral center in this country,
Doug,
how we treat working people.
I think it's a pretty simple thing. And let me explain. I think what it is business owners will pick up the phone and they'll call elected representatives. And if they're the Koch brothers, they're calling everybody in your state at the state level, both Republicans and Democrats. And they're telling the Republicans, you know, hey, do what we want you to do and we'll send you a check. If you don't do what we want you to do, we'll primary you. And they're telling the Democrats, hey, do what we want you to do and we'll send you a check. And if you don't, we'll get a Republican to run against you. I mean, you know, and they're doing this in all 50 states. Folks, the reason why these things happen is because you're not engaged in the process. This isn't politics. This isn't anything else but your life. And because you're not standing up and you're not saying to the politicians, no. No. They're taking it. Well, hey, we got away with this, so what are we going to get away with next time?
That's right. And it doesn't matter what these politicians call themselves, if they call themselves Republicans or Democrats or Independents. Whenever they cross that moral line to hurt working families, regardless of how you'd identify yourselves politically, have got to stand up. We all have to stand up about this and against this. And you know, Charles, I want to segue quickly into this other story because this is important in terms of engagement, okay? You were talking about engagement. The American Federation of Government Employees is a union representing, well, federal employees. And their president, David Cox, was at the St. Louis convention, and Wynn caught up with them and did an interview with him at the convention. And he reported that the fighting solidarity spirit is alive and growing in his union, despite all these coordinated attacks around the country on public workers and other unions. And he said that actually his union is growing. And he reports that its members, the AFGE members, are getting more engaged and more active on the issues confronting working people. He says it's a level of engagement that he has never seen before. It's the highest he's ever seen. He says activism of their members, AFGE, are getting more concerned and more focused as time goes on. And remember, these workers are in what amount to open shops, which means it's not covered by a contract automatically that they have their dues paid and get in the union. They're deciding individually to step up and be in this union and be active and be engaged. And so that I came away from that, hearing him say these things, and feeling very positive about some sectors in this country about what's happening, because that's exactly what, to the point you were making a minute ago about engagement. All working people, whether you're in a union or not, need to pay attention to what the politicians are doing on issues that affect our families. And when you do that, then we have a better chance of getting a fair deal in America for working families. And that has to cut across all of the political spectrum lines in this country.
There you go, Doug. And I got to tell you, AFGE is growing. It's growing by leaps and bounds. And, you know, the funny thing about it is their issues are things like fully funding and fully manning the VA hospital system that provides healthcare coverage for 22 million veterans all across the United States.
Yeah, and they have 49,000 unfilled positions at the Veterans Administration, which if they filled those positions, instead of trying to privatize the VA, you would have better health care delivered to our veterans. And that's one of the things that this particular union, AFGE, is definitely fighting for.
Right.
And when the working families of America finally come together and reject all this political immorality of how working people are treated, and if it doesn't matter to them what political lines they're crossing to do that, that's going to be when a brand new sunny day comes in America and working people actually get the respect they deserve, and more importantly, get the terms and conditions at the workplaces around this country that we deserve, because we deserve more than we're getting by far.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Doug, we're coming to the end of it. Any final words for us today?
No, just that please take these words to heart that you hear on the Union Edge here about engaging and about standing up for working people. And we do that every day at Workers Independent News. So visit our website if you can, workersindependentnews.com, and listen to the Union Edge. And keep it plugged right here and support everything that we're doing here, because this is all in support of working families all across the country.
There you go. Doug Cunningham, Workers Independent News. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge, Labor's Talk Radio.